many times with blood tests and things like that, we'll find, hey, this patient has diabetes. This patient has an autoimmune problem called Sjogren's, and they have dry eyes, dry mouth, and other things are causing them problems. And you can just take a little biopsy off the inside of the mouth on a little small, little minor salivary gland, and you can completely diagnose these things. Viral problems, fungal problems, bacterial problems. Sometimes just by looking at the tissue inside the mouth, you can diagnose things around the gums, around the teeth. The patient has anemia, the patient has leukemia, and all these other things that can be keys. And that's the first sign that the dentist will see.
During visits to the dentist's office a few years ago, the hygienist started telling me that apparently research was finding ties between oral health and heart disease.
There's these things called C-reactive proteins. They show that there's inflammation going on in your body. And not only cardiovascular disease, but also diabetes, Alzheimer's disease now. We find that there's preterm birth of a young kid, of babies. We find that there's low birth weight for babies in women that are having kids.
Why is that? Is there something, what, that's secreting from the mouth to the rest of the body, or what exactly is
it? Well, you can figure the way, of course, when you go to the dentist, they'll probe around your teeth. If you see bleeding, that means every time that you brush, every time that you chew, every time that you floss, every time you do anything around your teeth and there's a little bit of bleeding, those germs are going all the way through your entire body. They're exposed to your blood cell. And that's where there's a systemic body exposure of everything that's going on in your mouth.
Any other problems as a result of poor oral health that can adversely affect the body?
We are just beginning to find those out right now. As a matter of fact, there is a lot of research going on. And pretty soon, in both years of my lifetime, you'll go to the physician. They're going to be taking a saliva sample because you can tell that there's cardiovascular disease, there's Alzheimer's disease, there's all these different things you have going on in your body, and it's actually shown up in your saliva.
How did we know to start looking for this?
Well, we knew a long time ago, probably one of the first ones that we know that if you can control the disease around the periodontal disease, the gum disease, mm-hmm. it's easier to control the diabetes. Conversely, if you control the diabetes, it's easier to control the periodontal disease. So we've known there was a systemic feedback because of some effect on cells for probably 25 or 30 or more years. But everybody, all the researchers are looking, you know, looking, and they're surprised to see what they're coming up with.
It's an interesting topic because I think most people tend to think of the mouth, teeth, gums. That is the purview of the dentist. Everything else goes with the doctor, physician. Should there be more overlap?
Back when I was in dental school, we were always told, well, you have to be part of a team. Work with a physician, work with this. That really didn't happen so much. Now I have physicians asking me, can you come over and do an in-service in the hospital for our transplant team, for our bone marrow transplant, for tumor board? Tell us about this, what goes on in the mouth and what the systemic connection is. We need to know that. So there is becoming this more of dentist now rather than just, you know, fixing a tooth and things like that. They're actually physicians of the mouth, the oral cavity, and they know it's connected to the body. And conversely, the physicians know I've got to go ahead and keep dentistry, you know, in the loop.
Obviously, avoiding gum disease is a major thing to do. What are the steps?
Oral hygiene every single day is very important. And not just brushing. You have to clean in between the teeth, and that is done with floss. You've got to make sure that you clean that tooth and that little crevice of soft tissue 360 degrees around each tooth that you have, and you have to do it every single day.